What's going on, guys? Good morning. It's MMA Fan Talk with Ray, your host. Hey, guys, what's going on? I know it's been a week since I recorded my last podcast of MMA Fan Talk in Spanish and in English. Right now, obviously, I'm going to do the English version of MMA Fan Talk. We're going to talk a little bit about a couple things, guys. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, my name is Ray. I got my wiper blades on today in my truck here. I'm driving towards work. And the reason my wiper blades are on is because here in beautiful San Diego, it's raining today. It's raining today in beautiful San Diego. Unfortunately, it's been raining for like the past 2-3 weeks. And, you know, honestly, here in San Diego, we're not used to this type of weather. We're used to the hot weather. We're used to the summer. We're used to, you know, driving with no shirts on and running around the whole city with no shirts and naked and just having fun out in the sun. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that these past 2 weeks due to this crazy rain that we've been having. But anyways, guys, enough about this rain in San Diego. Also, one more thing, the rain in San Diego, it looks like people are not used to driving in the rain. Obviously, there is tons of traffic everywhere, like never before seen. Whenever it rains, it takes about, if it usually takes you half an hour to get to work, it'll take you about an hour to get to work when it's raining. It's just crazy. I hate it. I hate the rain. I love the rain, but I hate the fact that I have to drive to work. But I love the fact that I have more time to talk to you guys, my fans here in MMA Fan Talk, my listeners, right? There we go. I'm burning rubber now because I just got stuck in a little mud puddle here. But yeah, guys. Hey, guys. The reason for this podcast today is, obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about MMA. I want to keep it short and simple. Like, I always want to, you know, I always want to keep it under 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, right? I don't like to go too much with it, bored you guys. I just like to talk about the fights that are going to go on for this weekend. And more importantly, I want to talk a little bit about the fights that went on last weekend. You know, UFC snuck in a little fight night there for us at ESPN Plus. UFC gave us a beautiful fight night, actually, in Brazil, which I was able to watch the last two fights, which I love. The Jose Aldo fight, right? The Jose Aldo fight was a great fight versus Renato Moicano, right? And we know Renato Moicano is a beast and is an up-and-coming contender. I don't know if he's ranked top 10. He might be, but he's definitely top 11 for sure. He's a great featherweight fighter who I honestly thought was going to give Jose Aldo a better fight. And he didn't, right? He did not. Jose Aldo, honestly, guys, Jose Aldo looks better than ever right now. His left hook that he has picked up in these last 2-3 fights that he's fought to the body, it's just amazing. I love it. He's throwing that Julio Cesar Chavez left hook to the body, and it's working. It's working. If you notice how he stopped Jeremy Stevens, he stopped him with that left hook to the body. That's what started the stoppage. With Renato Moicano, I think he threw about 3 or 4 of them to the body, beautifully placed right by that rib cage, liver, right-hand side of the body to Renato Moicano, man, and he got him with that. I think that's what started it off, and then from there, he just finished him. He's been fighting phenomenal. He's making a comeback. Jose Aldo, at his age, at the years that he's had on, you know, in this game, he is truly making it happen. He is truly making a real deal comeback. I think that he is going to make a run for that championship again if Max Holloway leaves the division of 145 pounds and decides to go up to 155. I'm telling you, man, Jose Aldo's a top contender at the 145 pounder again. I don't think there's anybody that can beat Jose Aldo right now, not named Max Holloway, and maybe possibly even Conor McGregor, right? But I don't think Conor will ever fight at 145 again. I think Jose Aldo is going to stay at 145. He's in it for the long run. But more importantly, I'm excited to watch him again in the future, in the near future. I'm excited to see what fights he's going to put on for us this year. I think he fights 2 more times this year. I think he fights in mid-June, and I think he fights before the end of the year. And possibly that end-of-the-year fight for Jose Aldo might be for a championship if Max Holloway decides to go up in a weight. Because obviously I'm also excited to see what happens in the 155 pound division, right? There's a lot of excitement going on there with suspensions for Conor, suspensions for freaking Khabib, right? They're getting fine money. They're getting suspended. So that belt might get vacant. You don't know. So that might open up a something interesting for my guy, Max Holloway, but we'll see, right? But anyways, I'm kind of jumping the gun here. I just wanted to really congratulate Jose Aldo for beating Renato, man. That was an awesome fight. It was a great striking, body shots, a great showing of Jose Aldo. And his past two fights have just been phenomenal, and I can't wait to watch him again. I saw that fight. I was excited. Pumped me up to watch the following fight, which was basically Marlon Moraes, right? Against I can't pronounce the last name, guys. I'm sorry, but Asansayo. I'm horrible at these names. But that was a great. That honestly, guys, that caught me by surprise. I thought that was going to be a better fight than what it was. And what I mean by that, I mean it was an exciting fight. Credit to Marlon, right? Marlon Moraes, Moraes just beat. You know, beat the crap out of Asansayo. Asansayo could not hang with him. I want to say he took him out in, what was it, guys? I forget. It was a long night for me that night. But I want to say he took him out in one round. I want to say we took him out in one round. And he didn't just drop him, right? He dropped him, ground him, pounded him. And then after that, it was amazing how he just choked him out. I think he choked him out. I think he got on top of him. Wasn't on his back, but it was a choke from the front, right? I think Rafael Asansayo tried to take him down, and then that's when Marlon Moraes grabbed him by the neck, choked him out, and it was a great choke. It was a great submission. It was a great win for Marlon, man. Marlon is the future of that 135 pound division. Who knows where TJ Dillashaw is at right now, right? Obviously, we all know that he just lost against Henry Cejudo, and I think I called that one on the last podcast. I think I called that one on the last podcast. I didn't think it was going to be as fast as it was, stopped by the referee. I thought it was going to go a little longer, maybe two rounds, but ultimately I knew Henry Cejudo was going to beat TJ Dillashaw. But Marlon Moraes is obviously the number one contender in the 135 pound division. He is going to get he's got to get that championship fight against TJ Dillashaw, but we'll see, right? Because the UFC obviously wants that money, wants to make that money fight, which would obviously make sense to put Henry Cejudo against TJ Dillashaw, the rematch, right? Even though it lasted a minute last time when they fought, but this time it'd be at 135 pounds, which I think it's going to be a completely different story for Henry Cejudo and TJ Dillashaw, because TJ Dillashaw is used to fighting at 135 pounds, and he'd be ready for that. But I'm telling you guys, if Marlon Moraes goes up there and fights TJ Dillashaw, I don't think it's going to be an easy fight for TJ. I don't think it's going to be an easy fight for Marlon. I think it's going to be an exciting, possibly fight of the year candidate, because these two guys have chins. They throw down, they kick, they strike, they submit, they wrestle. They're both solid, strong. They're about the same height. They got about the same reach advantage, so I think they're very evenly matched. And it'd be a great Brazil versus USA matchup. I can't wait to see this matchup if it ever happens, right? Hopefully the Henry Cejudo and TJ Dillashaw fight. Maybe I'm not really excited about that fight happening at 135 pounds, but if it does, I would hope that TJ Dillashaw wins, because I think TJ Dillashaw matches up at a more exciting level against Marlon Moraes. I think if Henry Cejudo was to fight Marlon Moraes at 135 pounds, I don't think it would be as exciting as the fight against Marlon Moraes and TJ Dillashaw, because they have the same kind of style of fighting. They're aggressive. They're great strikers. So it would make it a much, much better fan-friendly fight, more exciting fight for us. Those were the two fights I watched. And I saw a little bit of the Damian Maia fight. I mean, it only lasted what, guys? It was a submission within 30, like, I think it lasted a minute. Minute and a half into the first round, and we all know Damian Maia, what he does best is he gets behind your back and he chokes you out, and that's exactly what he did to Lehman Good. He just got behind his back, choked him out, and took care of business, right? And under that same undercard in that fight night from last Saturday, we also had Charles Oliveira versus David Toymer, and obviously Charles Oliveira won the fight by submission. who has another fighter that's been looking great at his weight class, and I think it's a top contender, and he's going to have a great year this year. Charles Oliveira will have a great year as well. But those were the Saturday night fights, guys. Honestly, it was a great ESPN Plus fight night. I think it was much, much better than the first ESPN Plus that we had, which was the TJ Dillashaw-Cejudo fight. This one was much, much better, much, much more exciting. And I'm liking this. I'm liking this year so far. It's been a great January. It's been a great start to February. And I'm excited to move forward for the rest of the year, for the rest of the fights that we're going to have for UFC. And obviously Bellator as well, man, and boxing. There's a lot of great matchups up there. You know, we'll talk a little bit more about boxing when we get to the good, exciting, fan-friendly fights. But today I'm going to keep it all MMA. Just for today, and then the next episode I'll definitely talk some boxing, guys, because I'm kind of limited on time. But yeah, guys, it was a great fight Saturday night. I hope you watch them. If you didn't, please replay them. Watch them again. Get the ESPN Plus ad and watch these fights again. They were great fights, and I recommend you sit down, take the time to watch them. They weren't long, so it's not going to be like you're going to watch a 20-minute, 15-minute battle. They were 2-3-minute battles, but they were great and exciting and fun to watch. I'm liking what UFC is doing right now, guys. We had that great fight night last Saturday, and then this coming week, this Saturday, actually, February 9th, what do we have, guys? We have another great fight. We have Robert Whittaker, who I'm excited about to see fight again, against Kevin Gastelum. Man, this fight's going to be Saturday, February 9th, guys, on pay-per-view. I believe the fight is in Australia. But I'm so excited about this fight. I think this fight is a fan-friendly fight. I think these guys are going to go at it. I love the fact that Kelvin Gastelum got his opportunity. Snuck his opportunity in there to fight for the 145-pound championship belt, right? Against Robert Whittaker. Who else can he fight against, you know, than Robert Whittaker, which I think stylistically is the best matchup for Kevin Gastelum, and it's the best chance that he will have to win this 145-pound championship belt, because he is a short guy for that weight class. He's not a very big guy for that weight class. I mean, we saw Kevin Gastelum get whooped by Chris Weidman, and Chris Weidman is a much, much bigger man. And he dominated Kevin Gastelum and eventually took him out. Robert Whittaker is not that big of a guy. They're about the same. I want to say maybe an inch taller Robert Whittaker might be than Kevin Gastelum. But one thing, man, about Robert Whittaker is that he hits like a mad truck. But one thing about Kevin Gastelum, guys, is that he has a granite chin. His chin is solid. He has been put through the test, and his chin puts up with any shots from anybody. He's been hit by Tyron Woodley. He's been hit by Chris Weidman. He's been hit by the very best guys, and he's been able to take those hits. And I think that's what's ultimately going to make this fight very exciting. I think that if Robert Whittaker cannot submit or knock out Kevin Gastelum within the first two rounds, I think in the third, fourth round, Kevin Gastelum will knock out Robert Whittaker. Remember, guys, Kevin Gastelum will knock out Robert Whittaker. Why? Because Kevin Gastelum can hit. He punches hard. And the advantage that I think Kevin Gastelum has over a lot of these 185-pound fighters is that he's not that tall. He's sort of like a Tyron Woodley type of fighter who is a short, stocky, but has a lot of reach when he punches. If you notice, his punching power is phenomenal, but also his reach. And somehow his shots get in there before the oppositions, before whoever his opposition is, his shots get in there before, because he's got longer arms for a short guy. So I think, honestly, guys, I think it's gonna be a great fight. I'm excited. I jumped right into the main event, right into it, guys, because I'm excited. And because I don't have a lot of time, but I want to give you guys a little information on it, right? If you're going to put your money on it, guys, Robert Whittaker is a slight favorite on this fight. I think if you bet money on the underdog, who is going to be Kevin Gastelum, I think you'll win some money. I think Kevin Gastelum is going to knock out Robert Whittaker in the third or fourth round. Not submit him, knock him out, because he can hit. And we've seen Robert Whittaker get knocked out before. We've seen him get wobbled before. But I've never seen Kevin Gastelum get wobbled before. I really haven't. And I think he's in his prime. I think he's getting better. I think he's stronger than ever. And I think ultimately he takes him out. There you go, guys. Ray, MMA Fan Talk, giving you guys a little bit of an insight of what I think. I'm just a fan. I'm not an expert. But my fan instinct and the experience I've had watching these fights, I think Kevin Gastelum will take out Robert Whittaker. Let's go into the undercard, guys. Sorry, I jumped right into the main event. Usually I don't do that. Usually I'll go undercard, and then I'll do the main event. But I got so excited about this. I'm so excited about this fight. I can't wait to watch it on Saturday. Well, we have a middleweight bout too, guys. Another middleweight bout. Excited to see the comeback of Mr. Spider-Man Silva. Obviously, Anderson Spider-Man Silva is making his comeback against not really a very easy opponent, but a very, very tough opponent in the up-and-coming superstar Israel Adesanya. And it's going to be a phenomenal fight because I don't think Anderson Silva is going to let this kid whoop on him like he's been whooping on everybody else. One of the things that I find very exciting about this fight is the experience of Anderson Silva that he carries, that he has, the experience as a champion, the experience of all the fights that he's had, the resume that he carries. He's fought the best. He's fought in Pride. He's fought in Europe. He's fought in freaking Brazil. He's fought in he's fought in all kinds of leagues. But more importantly, he's been a champion in all kinds of leagues, and he's been the very best at the 145-pound division in the UFC. The very best. At one point, he was considered the best pound-for-pound fighter. Exciting. He can move. He can box. He can kick. He took out the very best. Undeniably, the best, one of the best fighters ever. And that's what I think he brings to the table for Israel Adesanya, who a lot of people are thinking, considering that, saying that he is going to beat the crap out of Anderson Silva. I highly doubt it, man. I highly doubt that. Anderson Silva is a scary man, regardless of his age. I think he's 40-something, 41 or 42. Regardless of his age, he is still a dangerous man because he brings something that nobody else has brought to the table that Israel has faced, which is experience and championship heart. That's what he brings. And I think that's going to make the fight exciting. Okay, I think that's ultimately going to make this fight exciting. Israel Adesanya brings excitement, obviously. He's the future, brings movement, brings sort of like that Michael Venom Page type of a style of fighting, right? He moves around, he dances around, he's got an awkward style, reminds me a lot of Michael Venom Page, and reminds me a lot of of John Jones. He's like a combination of both put in one. It's like if John Jones had a kid with Michael Venom Page, Israel Adesanya would come out. And he is phenomenal. He is ready to go. He's ready to go for it. He's ready to take this to the next level. But it's gonna be a tough one. It's gonna be a tough one. His coaches might think it's gonna be a walk in the park. It's not gonna be a walk in the park against Anderson Silva. And Anderson Silva hasn't fought in a while, so he's hungry. He's ready. And he can submit, too. He's got submissions, and he's tall, lanky, just like Israel Adesanya. They're about the same height. They're there. They're evenly matched up. It's going to be a great fight. These two fights are going to be awesome. I can't wait to watch Israel Adesanya and Anderson Silva, and I can't wait to watch Robert Whittaker versus Kelvin Gastelum. They're two great fights. People are underestimating the Israel Adesanya fight and Anderson Silva, I think. I've been hearing a lot of criticism, but... And that's another one. Anderson Silva is a major underdog in this one. But I think I wouldn't put my money on Anderson, but I wouldn't underestimate the fight. I would think it's going to be a better fight than what people are expecting to see. And there you have it, guys. The rest of the card, it's an okay card. I personally would have loved to have seen the fight night on this undercard here. It would have been much, much better. I think they would have sold more pay-per-views. The rest of the card, Hani Yahya versus Ricky Simon, Montana De La Rosa versus Nadia Kassim, I'm not very excited about. Jimmy Crude versus Sam Alvey, I'm not very excited about. So the rest of the card is not an exciting card, but it's worth buying it because of the last two fights. I mean, Israel Adesanya versus Anderson Silva is going to be a great fight, and so is Robert Whittaker versus Kelvin Gastelum. It's going to be a great fight. I think after Saturday, February 9th, we will be chanting Kevin Gastelum, the champion. El campeón, Kevin Gastelum. I think Kelvin, I've been calling him Kevin this whole time. Oh, sorry, guys. Kelvin, what am I talking about? I think Kelvin Gastelum. I apologize to all everybody listening, man. I think I've been calling him Kevin this whole time. I've been so excited. Kelvin Gastelum, El Campeón. I think he is going to be the champ after Saturday, February 9th. I can't wait to see this fight, guys. And more importantly, I can't wait to talk about it with you guys the following week, which will probably be, I'll probably record another podcast on Tuesday or Monday, Tuesday, or possibly Wednesday. I don't have exact dates yet, guys. I want to be more efficient and give you guys more podcasts to come for this year. But yeah, there you have it, guys. If you're going to put your money on somebody, put it on Kelvin Gastelum. Put your money on Kelvin. Sorry for calling you Kevin this whole time. I don't know what I'm thinking, man. Kelvin, put your money on Kelvin. I think he's going to knock out Robert Whittaker in the third or fourth round. If you're going to put your money on the Anderson Silva Israel Adesanya fight, I think you should put your money on Israel. I don't think Anderson's going to beat him, but I think it's going to be a great, exciting fight. I think it's going to be one of those fights that's going to bring out the best out of both fighters, but it's going to bring out the best out of a new up-and-comer who is Israel and a future champion for sure, guys. There you have it, guys. That's my short little podcast of MMA Fan Talk. I hope you enjoyed it, guys. I think I went over my time limit. Excuse me for talking a little too fast and getting crazy today. I'm here stuck in the rain, and I want to get to work already. But like I said, I'm excited to talk to you guys. Love you guys. Love everybody. Thank you for listening. I might sneak in another little podcast here and there this week. I don't know yet. But more importantly, I will bring one in Spanish before the end of the week, guys. So tune in. If you're a Latino listener, if you speak Spanish, tune in, because I'm going to bring a Spanish one about the same thing I just talked about today. Kind of break down the most important fights. I don't like to go over the whole card, but just the most important fights, the fights that I think are the exciting fights that are going to happen for the weekend. I'll talk a little bit more about boxing as well, guys, moving forward in the future, because I love boxing. I was raised, I grew up watching boxing with my parents. My grandpa was a boxer. My dad was a boxer. I boxed a little bit when I was a young kid. But I love all this. I love the fight game, guys, but I'm not a fighter. I'm just a fan. And this is just a perspective from a great fan and a guy who appreciates these warriors on a day-to-day basis, guys. Guys, have a great, great rest of your day. Have a great, great rest of the week. But more importantly, have a great freaking year. I love you guys, and I will see you soon. Love you. MMA Fan Talk. This is Ray, guys. MMA Fan Talk.